It's an island in the Pacific. Sun, beach, aqua water, palm trees. The Americans are occupying the island on their march to be able to invade Japan. And the military is hard at work.
There is nothing like a day.
Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, famous for the Broadway shows Carousel and Oklahoma, were casting about for their next musical. Stephen Smith is director of the documentary Passion, Prejudice, and South Pacific.
So 4 years after the end of World War II, they discovered this novel, this collection of stories written by a young writer named James Michener, and this was his very first book. Michener had been a lieutenant during World War II who traveled around the Pacific basically helping sort of solve problems that came up. It was a sort of traveling desk job. And he met all these fascinating people in the military on the islands that were all part of the great American mission to move closer and closer to an invasion of Japan.
Michener's Tales of the South Pacific became Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific on Broadway in 1949.
And the effect was far greater than anyone anticipated. It was almost as if all the pent-up emotions after World War II exploded among people, and people just loved the show, partly because the songs are among the most memorable in the history of American musical theater. You have Some Enchanted Evening and Bali High and so many others. But also, I think it was such a powerful dramatization of the sacrifice that men and women had made during the war, and it raised questions that were about to be raised and continue to be raised, which involve the issues of race and prejudice and what happens when very different cultures come together and clash and then have to come to understand each other better.
Many of the songs had lives of their own outside of the Broadway show and the 1958 movie that blew the phenomenon of South Pacific to the small towns of America. But one of the songs was not as popular and was indeed uncomfortable and yet was the whole show.
I do not believe it is born in you. I do not believe it.
It's not born in you. It happens after you're born.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught.
Rodgers and Hammerstein were pressured to cut one song out called You've Got to Be Carefully Taught. That's about the fact that racism is taught in people, that it isn't inherent in them.
Who pressured them?
Well, some of the people who saw the show during its pre-Broadway tryout. And Michener was among the people who was attending the tryout, and Rodgers and Hammerstein just happened to bump into him after one of the performances, and they said, you know, some people are telling you that we should lose this song. What do you think? And he said, and I'm paraphrasing, Michener replied, well, it's your show, but I think if you cut that song, you're cutting the heart of the story. And they said, you're absolutely right. We're not going to cut it.
You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8. To hate all the people your relatives hate, you've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
A post-World War audience fell in love with a show which challenged them to reflect on their own prejudices, and they went away singing. For KMUW News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.
Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own.
if you may dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.